USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration on Monday suspended enforcement of its mask mandates for airports, planes, and other forms of travel after a judge in Florida said that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention overstepped its authority. Effective immediately, the TSA will not enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs. A passenger at St. Louis Lambert Airport tells Fox 11 that employees have already dropped their masks.
Well, I just seen a pilot get off a flight with no mask.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the biggest cost of living raise in four decades, as sky-high inflation is really hurting retired Americans. The Senior Citizen League, a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues relating to older Americans, estimated the adjustment could be as high as 8.9%. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Ukraine has taken the next step to join the European Union.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The flight debut of NASA's Mega Moon rocket faces additional delays after many failed fueling tests. NASA said Monday it will be challenging to meet a launch window in early to mid-June. The next opportunity to send an empty capsule to the moon on a test flight will now be at the end of June or July. The 30-story rocket has been on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center for the past month. It will return to the hangar next week for valve and fuel leak repairs. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the war grinds on in Ukraine after Russian forces invaded, Robert Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State under Bush 41 and a naval intel officer, tells Fox News his perspective of the war this week.
You know, I think that really is the question of the hour. You know, you've probably got five or six new facts. One is that Russia's trying to regroup in the east. The second is that their basic combat power, you know, their brigade strength and the morale is falling, is low already and falling. The third is that their command and control ship, but the biggest, most important ship in the Black Sea, was sunk, the Moskva, by the Ukrainians. And the last two are that the Russian economy is starting to feel heat and there's still a nuclear threat out there. I think the two big races that are underway right now are the speed of the regroup versus the speed of the resupply, and probably the speed of the economic sanctions bite versus the speed of Putin thinking that he can achieve his aims. It's a tough moment. This is a real change. I mean, Russia as a superpower could be nearing the end of their status.
An unusual rise in liver damage cases in children has been seen in the United Kingdom, United States, and Europe, prompting attention from the World Health Organization. On April 5th, the WHO was informed of 10 cases of severe acute hepatitis in children under the age of 10 in Scotland. 3 days later, it had received reports of 74 cases across the United Kingdom. Similar cases have been reported in Alabama, Ireland, and Spain. The cause of the surge in cases is not known. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.